Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's really that simple. You know, there's so much going on. And when you pay attention to what's going on, when you really figure out what they're trying to do to us. Right? Just look. Even Democrats are really irritated, up in arms about what happened in Colorado yesterday. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Do you let the people decide? He hasn't been committed. I mean, look at, you guys know, I know most of you listening have a clue. There's been no conviction of Trump. And matter of fact, there's not one charge against him for insurrection. Not one. So if there's no charges for him, and the reason there's no charges is because they knew they couldn't make it stick. They have no, matter of fact, everything they have proves exactly the opposite. Right? So, again, I say to you, what's happening to the country, and I'm going to put the blame on some of you listening, you one mean tweet, man. Let's start off there. And, you know, that wouldn't be the end of it anyhow. They're going to push again to get somebody after him and after him and after him. You really, if you're going to take back this country, you're going to have to start fighting. Now, see, the left will take that to, oh, my God, he's asking for violence. You know, so when somebody is fighting cancer, what are they, I'm sorry, are they being violent? Right? When somebody is fighting the system, when somebody's fighting to get good grades, they know what that means. They know exactly what he meant when he said fight for democracy. Right? I mean, seriously. God, this is, when you think about this, when you think about all of this, it's only one conclusion you can come up with, the direction they're heading us. They want a war. They want a civil war. They want a civil uprising. They need it. Just like, look at the racism thing. Without racism, what have they got? I told you tonight, I read you the story with Sheila Jackson Lee. Only had two messages. As mayor of Houston, she wanted to be mayor of Houston. Her two messages were she was pro-abortion and anti-Trump. That'll help the economy. That'll help people with jobs. That'll help a better education for your kids, won't it? Just, it is amazing. And we have done, and I'm not calling all of you dumb, so deal with it. We have so dumbed down education. We don't ever talk about the education world. We don't really actively push and talk about how to raise kids up, how to make them smarter, how to help them know more. We lower standards in California, right? You know, the wonderful state of California. We drop the, what was it? Oh, God, I hate when I do this to myself. Oh, we drop the exit exam, right? How does that help? SAT's gone. Everything you look at, right, to kill AP classes, advanced classes, because it makes other kids feel bad. You think China gives a cookie about any of this stuff? You think China cares about what color you are, what anything else? Why is it that China's smart enough? Well, we already know why, but their kids don't see the crazy stuff on TikTok. You know, I've been watching a lot of these detransitioning videos. You guys should check them out on... I don't know why YouTube hasn't pulled them all down. I should be quiet because they might do it. But I want you to think about that. Go check out the detransitioning videos. I'm telling you, about 98% of them talk about they started to get the ideas. They were having some depression. They were having some issues. And it was watching and listening and going to the transgender groups on TikTok that pushed them forward and over the top. Right? Come on. Think about it. So, you know, two questions I have for you, really, is if the Colorado Supreme Court's decision is allowed to stand, you understand democracy is gone, right? You understand that we're no different than Russia. We are no different than any of those countries that, for all intents and purposes, have a dictator. You really believe that Putin wins by a landslide every time? Really? I mean, again, whether the name is Trump or Biden or Obama, not convicted. That's the problem. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Seeing your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me in the next hour. If you're suffering from any kind of depression or not getting what's going on around you, no, really, seriously, you're looking at everything happening, you don't know why, you're kind of depressed, she can help. I mean, the stuff that's coming at you, I know many of you like, my God, we don't stand a chance. Well, my God's still alive. As long as my God's still alive, as long as my God's living up to, you know, the truth that he gave us, got nothing to worry about. Really, that's about nothing to worry about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. She'll help with all of that. California's lieutenant governor is calling for the state to explore every legal option to remove Trump from the 24 ballot. Now, listen, they don't care if it's legal. They don't care if it sounds legal. Right? They want him. They are so afraid of him. You know, what's really funny about all this is they talk about what a bad man he is, how corrupt he is, how this, how that. He's done more for people with his own personal finances. Joe Biden, the multi-billionaire, takes all the money from his job. And you know what's really funny? Trump gave it away. Every time he got paid, he gave it to a different charity. But Trump wants the money. Trump lost $1 billion worth while he was president. Every one of those people screaming that Trump is bad, they became multimillionaires going into Congress. I mean, Congress should be put up, you know, congressmen, congressperson, but I say congressmen. It should be, you know, on the list as a profession. And you should really take the class in college, don't you think? I mean, heck, if it makes that kind of money, why shouldn't you? It's just nuts. And again, I have never seen this AG, the states, these blue states that are going after him so badly because they're so afraid. Aren't they the people in the past who have said, hey, I trust the people? Let the people vote. I trust. Well, they were still in the vote, so it didn't matter. But anyway, trust the vote? Well, why can't they trust the people now? Let them decide who be. If Trump is that bad, they won't vote for him. But here's what happened. As that lead keeps cracking open further and further and further, they don't know what to do with themselves. They are freaked out that he's still this popular. And the day after this, Colorado Supreme Court disqualified Trump from appearing on the state's ballot, California Lieutenant Governor, who also is an outspoken Trump hater, is going to explore the options. Again, what would allow him, or what would allow a state to keep him off the ballot? There's only one. I mean, the Constitution is very clear. Right? She goes on to say, this decision is about honoring the rule of law in our country and protecting the fundamental pillars of our democracy. She launched a campaign to run for California governor in 2026. Specifically, the Colorado Supreme Court held in Anderson versus Griswold that Trump's insurrection disqualifies him. What insurrection? Again, you look at all the videos of him speaking. Now, remember, all the speaking that he did. Now, one time, now they say there were dog whistles in there and there was secret code. I mean, talk about conspiracy freaktoids. Going and peacefully and patriotically. If he had said, you want a code? If he had said, hey, it is time for us to take action as our brothers and patriots did in 1776. Now, okay, I would have a hard time defending that comment. But he didn't. Not even close. But you got Schumer and Jackson Lee and Pelosi. We go down a list of Democrats of at least 40 to 50 people that talked about doing violence to President Trump. And that was okay. Nobody went to jail. Nobody even had the FBI visit them. Right? And this was an AG that was supposed to be supportive. And again, I realize that the AG is not supportive of the president. He's supportive of the Constitution in the country. And any time a president, somebody actually, you know, threatens a president in any way, shape, manner, or form, it should be investigated. It should scare the bejesus out of anybody else that wants to do it. Anyway, in California, you know, this is not a surprise, by the way, with California. Now, she had to walk back some comments she made earlier because originally she said the Constitution is very clear. You must be 40 years old and not be an insurrectionist. No, actually, that's not what it says. She had to be. She had to fix it. But she still maintains you have to be 35 years old and not an insurrectionist. That's not what it says at all. Right? 35 years old, natural-born citizen. Right? I mean, these people don't, they don't even know what the Constitution says. She tries to say it's not a matter of political, if it's not a matter of political gamesmanship, and it's very clear, right, then it wouldn't have been a 4-3 ruling in Colorado, it would have been a, what, 7-0, right? And remember, these are all Democrat justices. Now, Colorado's disqualification, they made this under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And here's the funny thing about this, which is why it should be fixed at some point in time. The 14th Amendment, not only freed the slave, I mean, freed the slave kind of thing, but part of that, when they say, you know, if you were involved in an insurrection, you, they were taking a swipe at the Confederacy. So anybody from the South would not be eligible to run for office. You got to do your homework. You have to engage your brain. Some of you on the left listen to the show because you like to write nasty stuff. I'm okay with that. We're good. Because I know some of the stuff I say causes one of those nervous twitches. Because then you got to try to rectify it in your head. Now, even though they said they didn't reach the conclusion lightly, it's not true. They already knew the direction they were going in. And that's, again, why... Boy, if they have the guts, I'd love to see them do it. The Colorado Republican Party is now talking about doing a caucus instead of a primary. So, we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza, there is new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. An interview with the manager of the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital, UNIN hospital manager Ahmad Hassan Ikalut, details how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as rank and file fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle with Israeli forces in northern Gaza. Senator John Fetterman believes that the perspectives of young voters on Israel-Hamas war are being influenced by TikTok. President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the war is a low 20%. The Pennsylvania Democrat conveyed to CNN that TikTok users may have distorted views of reality that does not accurately reflect the actual situation. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being, as they say, part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Right? I mean, love it when you guys get involved. I love it when you guys get engaged. I really do. And I want you to get involved and engaged. But I want you to get informed first. I mean, I don't want you sounding like this guy. Well, that worked.
I come from a state that has the eighth largest black population in the country. And as they say, the saying goes, where I come, you bring me to the dance early on.
Okay, all right. Maybe I'm a little dense. Let me turn out my my earphone here. Maybe I missed something. If you could figure out what he said, I'd love to know. Right? Hold on.
I come from a state that has the eighth largest black population in the country. And as they say, the saying goes, where I come, you bring me to the dance early on.
Yeah. That was Joe Biden talking to a group of Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. He made that comment and literally turned around, kind of looked around like, what am I supposed to do now? And then left. This is the leader of the free world. Well, kind of sort of free world. And now, according to interactive polls, this is why they're freaking out. Pew Research's recent polls of the Biden's approval rating hit an all-time low of 33%. 33% approve, 64% disapprove. All right? I mean, and 3% said Joe who? In the white community, 30% approve, 68% disapprove. Black, 43% approve, 52% disapprove. Hello? That's a big number for them. That's a big problem for them. Hispanic, same thing. 33% approve, 63% disapprove. I love how they do the things who were no college. If you have no college degree, Of those people, 68% approve and 67% disapprove. I don't know what that in itself is supposed to prove. Do you? No, really? I don't know. Anyway. And again, Joe Biden, he says, I come from a state that has, now, somebody has translated this for us. I come from a state that has the eighth largest black population in the country. And as they say, or the saying goes, no, he says, as they say, or the saying goes, where I come from, you brung me to the dance early. Isn't that nice? Nice him. The man is an out-and-out racist. Has been pretty much all his adult life. And you black folks keep voting for him. I don't understand. He's abandoned you. He's done absolutely nothing for you. And maybe you don't want him to. And I respect that. And that's great. Right? But why not vote for somebody? I mean, when Trump said, you've been voting for these people for 60 years and look where you are, you got nothing, what's it going to hurt? And it didn't. It helped the black community. Biden also claimed at the event that wages for workers are up and the black wealth is up. A record 60%. It's a lie. Black wealth is not up and he knows it. Well, maybe he doesn't. See, it's very hard. With Obama, I can be very pointed. I can be very sure of what I'm saying. I don't know what he knows. I don't even know if he knew he was talking to a group of black people. You know, Joe Biden, the real wages are down 3%. Households have lost more than $33,000 in real wealth. Let's see if I get this.
Across the country, wages for workers are up. Black wealth is a record up, record 60% since the pandemic. So many of you, look.
Okay, the people clapping are ill-informed or ignorant or willfully just being deceitful. It's not true.
And by the way, I mean this sincerely from the bottom of my heart. We're just getting started.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. I hope all this that we're seeing happen isn't just the beginning. Because if that's the case, it is the beginning of the end. Honestly. I think these people are so afraid. And they want power so badly. They want to maintain power so badly. And they knew they couldn't just flick a switch to become a communist nation. And they are working overtime to get us there. You know what I mean? Did you guys catch the Virginia school board member that swore in on the stack of five controversial LGBTQ books instead of the Bible? I mean, seriously, is this really what that's supposed to be for? A Virginia school board member was sworn in for a second term on a stack of controversial LGBTQ books instead of the Bible. Fairfax County School Board Carl Afrisk, who is gay, swore on the five LGBT-themed books most frequently banned by other school systems. You know, the funny thing about this is, as a committed Christian, I don't believe in banning books, okay? My reasons for it are really simple. Now, there's a difference between banning, and when they say ban a book, it's not Nazi Germany where they burned every, you can get your hands pretty much on every book. But there are age-appropriate books, are there not? They're age-appropriate films. Why do we put ratings on films? I mean, if they had their way on the left, we could be showing full-out porn videos at school. I mean, I get really down and dirty about this, but we could show the kids anything we want to show them in the name of art, education, culture. And then if you say no, you're anti-LGBTQ. See, this is what they've been doing for decades, and you have been letting them get away with it. When did you cow down? When did you, like, go hiding in the corner? If they call you a racist, then you know you're not. Until they shut you up. Don't let them shut you up. You need to You need to stay on this and stay on it and stay on it. And even when they get up in your face, I know some of you are worried about your jobs and you're worried about, and I get it. I feel for you. But your founding father gave up a lot to hand you this country. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem is you paid nothing. Maybe the problem is you've suffered not. And so it doesn't really have any value to you. You know, people always talk about you have to have skin in the game. There has to be some kind of pain involved for any kind of forward motion. You wonder why the schools are going to look. This, I'm not going after this guy because he's LGBTQ, because frankly, if he swore himself in on a satanic Bible, I'd feel the same way. If he swore, I could give you a whole bunch of things. But what is why? What does this mean? Right? Was he making his statement? Anyway, Frisk campaign website announced that currently the board's vice chair becomes its chair in January. He is the first LGBTQ plus person elected to the local office in Virginia's largest county and one of the four openly LGBTQ plus school board members in the Commonwealth out of 800 members. Well, he's one of four that came out. See, this is what I love about this stuff. It is so accepted today. They keep making it sound like they have to hide or else somebody's going to kill them in a dark alley somewhere. I'm sorry, not buying it. Yeah, there's still ignorant people out there that want to do physical harm to you. There's still ignorant people out there that see blacks as a substandard. We know that's not true. Those are ignorant people. I mean, I can go down the whole list, right? Ignorant people, how they feel about Hispanics, how they Mexicans, how they feel about Asians, we go down the whole list. And they'll actually refer to them as those people. We don't do that. True Christ followers don't do that. True conservatives don't do that. True people who believe in liberty and justice don't do that. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way you. That's my mantra. I know people they'll say they're tired of hearing it. We get it. Yeah, you might get it. But what about some of these other people who have no clue? And I don't mean that like, you know, they're idiots. I mean, they have no clue because they're not paying attention. And if somebody would say to me, we don't know what to pay attention to. You're in it all day. You get it. We don't. Again, we're not in it all day. All right, I get it. So don't drive guys like me crazy and get out there and start spewing stuff. I won't say that you know is not true, but probably is not true. It doesn't make any... Think about they get through when it doesn't make any sense. All right. So here's something I think you'll enjoy. Because all we ever hear about is, you know, Trump started this because he questioned the election. Now, back in, they have selective recall. I've got stuff that goes all the way back into the 1990s, maybe even earlier than that, the 80s. The Democrats call foul at every single election for president. Whenever a Republican president is voted in, there is an issue. There is a problem. Somebody stole the election. So we're going to take a couple of minutes. I know it's got a line, 2-3 minutes. I want you to hear this. Because they got to stop. Well, they won't stop. They never will. But we've got to put the pressure on them to make them look like the fools that they actually are.
Thousands of Florida votes either were not counted or tossed out in the 2000 presidential election.
Five Supreme Court justices trumped the votes of 51 million Americans. We should have let the entire state be recounted so it was clear that Al Gore actually won the state of Florida.
And Al Gore won the election.
We had the election stolen from us.
There we go. Election was stolen back in 2000. That's right. George W. stole the election.
You must admit that. They stole it. And we need a leader to help us get revenge.
I voted for Al Gore. He won the election.
They usurped the powers of the Florida Supreme Court and intervened. It was a fix as far as we're concerned. You know, there's no polite way to talk about it except the fix was in.
After the election, when you stole the election, you came back here and said, get over it. No, we're not going to get over it.
You know it. I know it. They know it. We won that election.
Constantly shifting vote tallies in Ohio and malfunctioning electronic machines, which may not have paper receipts, have left...
Nancy Pelosi calling out the machines in a... Oh, my God. Did we impeach her? Is she in jail right now?
...led to additional loss of confidence by the public.
The right to vote has been stolen from qualified voters.
The New Yorker reported that Kerry thought that, quote, proxies for Bush had rigged many of the voting machines.
Oh, see, another unsubstantiated accusation. Do you see how even when they know they're going to lose, even when they know they're going to lose the argument, they put it out there because what's it do? It starts to create doubt, doesn't it?
In 2004, the democratic process was thwarted.
The 2004 presidential election in Ohio was riddled with unnecessary problems.
Some machines malfunctioned, causing votes to be counted more than once or not at all.
Based upon any...
Where's that proof? Can I prove? Did you have video? We actually have video. And they poo-poo it.
Inordinate number of allegations suggesting gross voting rights violations and misconduct. I join with my colleagues in objecting to counting the state of Ohio's electoral votes.
As in 2000, the votes of many who wanted to vote were not, in fact, counted.
This last Friday night, I arranged to meet Senator Kerry at a fundraiser to give him a copy of my book. He told me he now thinks the election was stolen.
The wife of John Kerry...
Whoa. So Kerry thinks it was stolen? Right? Ted Kennedy thought it was stolen? And yet no charges. They accuse the machines being bad. Yet no charges. Right?
Kerry said she has lingering doubts about the legitimacy of the election. Her theory goes like this. Two brothers, she calls hard right Republicans, own 80% of voting machines in the U.S. Therefore, it would be easy to hack into the mother machines that control the electronic...
All right, so this is perfect. This is perfect. Two, and it's, by the way, the statement's not true, but what's great about this is that this is how they look at it. Because two Republicans, or two companies that are Republican-esque, own the majority of the voting machines in the country, they had to rig them. They have no proof, absolutely none, but they had to rig them for George W. We have proof of wire transfers going into Joe Biden, ultimately going into Joe Biden's account by way of three or four or five other countries, companies. Money going to his children, grandchildren. All of it from China and such. Proof. We have checks written for loan payments that never existed, never happened. And we're being told by the same people. The Pelosi's, the Nadler's, the Sheila Jackson Lee's of the world. The same people. That there's no proof. Double standards. Always been double standards. And it's getting worse as the years go on because we, the people, don't stand up and do what our job is. Read the Declaration of Independence. You don't even have to read the Constitution. Read the Declaration. And don't speed read it. Read it. and see what it says about times like this. See what it says about governments that are out of control. You need to step up your game. That soldiering in your community could be you, not just, look, I've seen some of my cohorts, friends on the right. You don't just go up and start tearing people up. I had a friend of mine, that went after a moderate Democrat. And he was a hardcore Republican right-winger, as they refer to. And he looked at her, this is your fault. Your party did this to us. Your party keeps doing this to us. I mean, I'm thinking, that doesn't work. That is not going to help your cause. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're at a time where forever, and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, you have let the left get away with dictating. You've let the left get away with deciding what's real and what's not real. And now you're sitting there scratching yourself trying to figure out what happened. Part of that is because we won't take responsibility for it. You know, it's funny. I call the Democrats, a lot of times I'll call them the party of non-responsibility. Because no matter what happens around them, it's never their fault. You know, it's like, story for another day. But anyhow, 85, I know, I've got to calm down. Got to be like, look at the heart rate down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, we did the school board thing. I mean, seriously, you want somebody that's going to come in, and you want somebody that's going to, really, really care about your kids, then get off your butt. Stop complaining after the fact about what happened. Get off your butt and do something. Okay? That simple. 10 o'clock tonight, State of Denial, the documentary about the rigged election, to premiere online in Phoenix, Arizona tonight. So if you're a Phoenix listener, right, make sure you tune into this. Again, they will have proof. They will have videos, state videos, government videos. It's not like they made it up or they went around and grabbed all these videos and started plugging them together or fusing them together. No. They've got video of people shoving ballots in a machine 2, 3, 4 times. Right? All right. So to show you where DeSantis is, and again, I know some of you are DeSantis lovers. I am not. I'm not a DeSantis hater. I just don't think he can pull it off. Right? So DeSantis, his response to what happened in Colorado is interesting. So on Wednesday morning at a Westside Conservative Club breakfast, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, right, accompanied by Congressman Chip Roy, vehemently opposed the recent disqualification of former President Donald Trump from the Colorado state ballot by the Colorado Supreme Court. He labeled the move as a stunt, orchestrated by Democrats, and the media, aiming to manipulate the GOP primary in favor of Trump. Hear me? DeSantis labeled the move as a stunt. Yeah, I mean, this is spin at its finest. Labeled orchestrated by the Democrats and the media, aiming to manipulate the GOP primary in favor of Trump. So in other words, the Democrats want Trump, this is what he believes, and they're going to do everything they can to get him. Because once they figure it out by charging him, right, his points go up, he becomes more popular. Everything they do to him, he becomes more popular. So that's why they're doing this. Let that sink in. This is the guy that wants to be president. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B joins me on the other side of the break, or the other side next hour. Be back in a few minutes.